And right now it's time to check in on the town of Chapel Hill. And for that, at this time, we are usually joined by Mayor Pam Heminger. She is out this week, so we are joined instead by Chapel Hill's new community safety planner, hitherto heading up the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, Meg McGurk, joining us back in the studio. How are you?
I am doing well. I am glad to be back. Thank you for having me.
So congratulations on the new job.
Thank you very much.
It is official now.
You've got an
office and a plaque and a badge and everything else.
They cannot get rid of me now.
Yeah, no, it's done forever. Yeah. So how's it been going? New job, new priorities,
yes.
Responsibilities.
New projects.
Yeah.
It's going great. I'm about 3 weeks in, and it's wonderful. Being part of the town of Chapel Hill is fantastic. Much of what I'm doing is still intersecting with downtown and community members and other folks and organizations. So it's been really good.
So working in downtown, moving to another position where you're still kind of working in downtown,
yeah.
How much of that was just completely seamless and how much of it is completely different?
Some of it is, I think the seamlessness is in knowing people who I've already worked with. I mean, that is more than half the battle when you start a new job, right? You don't know the new projects, the new priorities, the new focus is completely new. And I keep using the phrase like drinking from a fire hose, which I think is so descriptive.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's with any new job. There's a lot to take in. But it's wonderful. I love a challenge. And things that I'm working on are inherently important to downtown and our community and for the economic development of downtown, parking management being one of them. So it's still part of my passion for the community. So that's really good.
So let's talk downtown parking.
We've got
a lot of new developments. And I know we've talked about a little bit
before,
but it's a lot of really exciting stuff that's happening in Chapel Hill. So.
Yes. We had been
run
talking
them down
about
for us.
Those new meters. Now downtown has all brand new meters that are up and going and just so much better than the old ones. The new technology is fantastic. And as part of that switch from not having attendance in booths and the lots not being gated and we have meters, we have a whole new program called the Downtown Ambassadors that are town employees who have on these Carolina blue shirts that say, Downtown Ambassador, ask me a question across the back. And they are there to welcome people, visitors, residents, to answer questions, to help them with these new parking meters, and eventually be on the streets on Franklin Street offering a recommendation for a lunch spot, directions to Keenan Stadium,
awesome.
How to get to the Ackland, and they'll be armed with all of the maps and the downtown business brochures and helping people get to where they want to go.
That's really cool.
It is really cool. A lot of cities and towns around the world do similar things to this, and it's exciting that we can have that in Chapel Hill because we have such an incredible population that visits downtown.
So how extensive of a program is it right now? Like, how many people are there? How long are they out there around?
We have about 15 ambassadors.
Okay.
And they're stationed right now primarily in the parking areas where there's a lot of transition to these new meters. And the schedule changes based on the day and the need. So, our East End has more business lunchtime, West End evening. So ambassadors kind of shift. We're gonna be rolling into football home game days.
Right.
You'll see more ambassadors on the street then. UNC move-in weekend, you're going to see more ambassadors because there's a lot of dazed people walking around Franklin Street that weekend.
Or just any time of day, any day of the week, but yeah.
So that's the beauty of our ambassador program is we have the ability to have ambassadors where we need them, when we need them, that reflects the community need.
Cool. So what has been their experience? Like, have they talked to people? What has been the interaction like?
Yes. I think the easiest part so far has been the transition to the meters and showing them how to use the new meters and importantly too, downloading the Park Mobile app on their smartphones. It's kind of the way we're going. It's the questions. How do I get to X? Where is, can you tell me what's going on at such and such? Lots of questions. Particularly in the summer, we have a lot of visitors that come back, may not have been here for a while, or it's family visiting. And they want to know, there's a giant building where University Square used to be.
Right.
You know? So they have questions about development and things like that and businesses. So they're getting a lot of that.
That's cool. So speaking with Meg McGurkin, this program is kind of just getting off the ground, right? So are there plans to expand? Like, we got 15 now. Will there be more?
Absolutely. We're continuing to look at what the needs are going to be and scheduling, and we will add as we go. We think that there'll be a great interest. These are part-time jobs, and schedules can vary and shifts can vary, so it can really work for you if you're a student or you have another job.
Okay.
So we anticipate there will be more interest potentially when school starts back up from UNC students, which would be great ambassadors for downtown.
But so these are people who are just hired to be parking ambassadors or downtown ambassadors, and that's what they do?
That is right, for the town. They are part-time downtown ambassadors.
Cool. Is it just downtown? Like when UNC football season starts, will they be around Keenan Stadium talking to people?
No, it will just be downtown, but they will be informed about everything that's going on campus. The UNC Visitor Center, Missy Julian Fox, has been a fantastic partner. So has Lori Palicelli at the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. Because there are information hubs, and so they will be armed with that information because we know that Carolina and what's going on campus is a big driver for downtown.
Oh, yeah. Hence the desire to have students be downtown ambassadors.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. It's really good.
Cool. So what else is happening with parking?
You've
got the free parking sometimes this summer.
That's right.
Have the hours, I'm looking at this sheet of information about downtown parking. Have the hours changed for paying for parking? Okay. Yeah.
They have.
Was not 100% sure about that, but it looked like,
I'm gonna say that our focus with parking is for it to be convenient, consistent, and customer service focused. You're gonna hear that a lot from us in the coming years. And one of the ways to make it consistent is to make sure that our hours of paid parking are consistent. So we drop the hours. It's off street, so that means the decks, the surface lots, are from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. across all of them, all the decks, all the lots. On street, so the meters on street, are 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yep.
It used to be this deck was a little bit later and this lot was a little bit later. And when we've done away with that, 8 to 8 off, 8 to 6 on, make it consistent.
Love it.
So that's been a big change, very well received. We also made sure now that all of the meters, anywhere you pay for parking, you can do 15 minutes, 25 cents. With credit card or coin, you want to run in and pick up your takeout order, get your prescription from the pharmacy, drop off a deposit at the bank, 15 minutes. You don't have to pay for the full hour anymore.
That's
good. So that has been fantastic. And something that we've heard a lot from our community, and we were very hyper aware of when we took away attendance in booths, is those in our community that may have a mobility issue. Mm-hmm. They may be in a wheelchair. They may walk with a walker or a cane. Having that attendant, being able to get into their car and have that attendant was actually what they needed. And getting to a meter may not be possible.
Mm-hmm.
So all accessible parking, previously called handicap, but we call it accessible parking, is free. So someone with an accessible hang tag that's issued by the DMV can park in any public spot, and it is free. It doesn't just have to be a designated spot with the symbol. It can be any public spot, on street, off street.
So if you've got that sticker, just park and...
If you have a disability hang tag, you can park for free anywhere. The three-hour time limit still applies, but that is because of somebody who may not be able to get to a meter to pay, and we don't want it to be a challenge. We don't want it to be an issue for them, and it shouldn't be. You know, we absolutely do not want to make it inconvenient for them. So
that is super cool.
It is.
I don't know of other communities that do that.
No, other communities often make their designated parking free for those that have an accessible, a mobility issue. But we're doing it any public space.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's really reflective of town values and how we value our community members.
Mind blown.
I
did not know that until just now. That's really cool.
Yeah, that started just right as the meters were going in.
Okay.
So, and then the other thing that we're hearing a lot, another value community group, is those that use the senior rate. For those that are on a fixed income, that may have, it was very important for them to have that senior parking rate. And currently, the meters don't do it. However, we're working with our company that does the meters to develop special software so that we will be able to do a senior rate. We anticipate it's going to take a couple months.
Okay.
So it's probably the number one question we're getting right now from folks.
Right.
But we're working on it. It's going to happen. We hope in the next 2 months we'll get that software installed.
Cool. And you should mention, you said the consistency of paying for parking, that's Monday through Saturday. Sunday, as always, is free.
Year round, always. Yes.
Very cool. So parkonthehill.com is the website to go for more information about Chapel Hill downtown parking and parking just anywhere in Chapel Hill. So go there for more information. Speaking with Meg McGurk, who is now the community safety planner for the town of Chapel Hill.
Yep.
It's going to feel weird for another couple of months until everyone gets used to that. What else is going on?
Well, you know, there's all sorts of stuff going on downtown, too. Tonight is one of the free movies under the stars.
Last Jedi.
There you go. The movies have been doing really well, so encourage people to come down for that. On a side note, you know, we've got that repaving happening on Franklin Street. Tonight's another night of that. They don't start work until about 9 o'clock at night, but NCDOT is repaving quite a bit of East Franklin Street, so people should just be aware of that.
Cool.
The lane of traffic is always open, just might be a little bit of a delay at night. But that's some of the stuff that's going on downtown.
Awesome. Again, parkonthehill.com for more information about Chapel Hill parking, townofchapelhill.org for more information about the town of Chapel Hill in general. Meg McGurk, as always, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.